This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 740, Simple and Stunning Speaking Sample IELTS Magazine Answers.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll hear our native sample answers to IELTS Part 1 questions about magazines. Listen up and take notes. Lindsay, are you a magazine reader?
Well, you know, yeah, I do. I like magazines a lot. And we recently, for some reason, one of us had like miles on a credit card and we got these subscriptions. So now we have all these great magazines coming to our house.
Real?
And it's amazing. Like Bon Appetit and Fortune, all these really fun magazines that we can just flip through at breakfast. It's great.
I feel like that's the only way that magazines get into my life is like,
yes.
If it's some sort of like my mom, maybe I mentioned this before, I'm not sure, but my mom gets me a subscription to Vogue magazine every year. It's like just this like gift that she gives
me. That's
cute. It's really sweet. And then as a like school fundraisers, there's like one of the ways is asking you to like choose a magazine subscription and you donate $20 to the school or whatever. So I did that last year. So I had Self magazine for like a year. Just like it has to be random. I'm never going to purposefully say, I love this magazine. I am going to subscribe.
It's true. And it's amazing how magazines, their place in media has really changed over the last 20 years since we were teenagers. You know what I mean? Like it's rare to just, for me, it's rare to just buy a magazine. Maybe just at the airport I might if I'm going to be really bored on a flight.
Totally.
Or if, you know, if it's something that looks really interesting. But you do have to kind of be subscribed and it has to be quite cheap, I think.
Yeah, it has to be super cheap because all this stuff is free online. I mean,
yes.
I don't remember what app it is, but I know I heard an advertisement for an app that like, you pay a flat monthly rate and you have access to like 50 something magazines or something. Like,
yeah.
Who has the time to read all that firstly? But I mean, just money. I don't even know how publishing companies afford to make magazines anymore.
Yeah, they have to do something different for sure. For sure. That industry has changed so much, so much.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, we are talking about this for a reason, you guys. We are going to do sample speaking answers today about magazines because this does definitely come up in part one. But before we get to that, we have a little announcement or a little reminder.
Yeah, we have a very exciting review contest going on right now, guys, and it's only going to last for a few more weeks. So you have just take your chance now to go and leave us a review, a completely neutral review. Tell us what you think. Be honest, an honest review. We're going to randomly select one reviewer to get what, Jessica? What do they get?
This amazing person gets to come on the podcast. I am going to interview you. We're going to talk about where you're at with IELTS, what's going on with your preparation, and I'm going to give you a personalized study plan on the show. It's going to be so amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. And I want to call out one great person. Special thank you to Za Ramir from the US who reviewed us on June 15th, guys.
Yay!
And this person asked in their review why they can't see the first episode in Apple Podcasts. Well, Apple Podcasts only allows, I think it's 300 or 400 episodes, and we have 700. So they don't show them all. So that means you have to come back to our blog.
Yes.
That's the only place to get all of them in one place. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes, guys.
I love it. Oh my gosh. That's so many episodes. Yeah, but they're all on the blog, guys.
Yep.
Okay. So today, sample speaking, part one, answers about magazines. So you've already like definitely listened a couple times, guys. That whole conversation at the beginning, vocab, ideas, that is all stuff you could use in part one, like we're doing today, but also in part three, right? Because there's always questions about like, our magazine's going to disappear, stuff like that. So definitely that initial conversation, guys, that will help your IELTS score also.
Yeah, for sure. And this is great. I mean, this, if you get a question, let's go through the sample answers and then we'll review. But I think this is a great topic. I would hope for a topic like this.
Yeah.
Because it's so, so relevant. And you should have your own thoughts on this for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and just in case some of you are wondering, we still are going to continue with that series based on my conversations with examiners. But both Lindsay and I, we're like, it's a little heavy. Like, it's a lot of information, guys. So we're just taking a little one episode break today, give you some sample answers, but we're going to get back to that series next week.
Yeah, we like to balance it out around here at IELTS Energy.
Totally. Okay, so I'm going to ask you first. All right. Lindsay, what kinds of magazines are popular in your country?
Oh my gosh, there's a huge variety of magazines that are popular. I mean, it really depends on what you are into, right? So I can think of things like Inc.com. Business-related magazines are huge for the business community. If you are kind of a wine and food connoisseur, Food and Wine would be one, or Bon Appetit. I mean, there is a magazine for pretty much every genre. If you want to go deeper into something like National Geographic, you can learn about the world with kind of a thicker magazine where you can go more in depth and feel like you're actually traveling. So to be honest, it just depends on what you are interested in, what hooks you, and you can find a magazine in our country based on that interest.
Awesome. That was very cohesive, very organized. I love it. Notice how at the beginning, right? Like, she doesn't go straight into the answer, right? She's like, oh my gosh, that initial filler phrase does so much to helping you sound natural for that fluency and coherence score. But another reason that that answer would score highly, the specific example she could give, right? Like having this knowledge to lead to this vocabulary, being able to name things like Bon Appetit and National Geographic. Those aren't just like random names. Like, that's vocabulary that she's using. Hello, awesome students. I wonder, if you took the IELTS test now, what band score would you get? You can find out. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yeah, and again, that's why this topic should be pretty accessible for many students, guys. You probably, if you don't read magazines, you probably see them in the grocery store, right, when you check out. So you should have those names in your back pocket.
Totally, totally. All right, so do you want to ask me one?
Sure, here we go. So why do some people prefer to read magazines rather than books?
Oh my gosh, that's tough to say because I way prefer books over magazines. It's not, if I had to put myself in someone else's shoes, I would say that maybe they just don't have time for a novel, right? I mean, magazines are consumable. Like, you could get through one article and feel the sense of completion because you've read a beginning, middle, and end of something in like 10 to 20 minutes. So maybe having that experience of like starting and finishing something you're reading is more of a priority rather than just getting a couple pages in a novel in 10 minutes or whatever. So I think that's the main reason is time, but also just special interest, right? I think if you're more after like nonfiction knowledge, maybe you're interested in trades like carpentry or something like that, then you're going to seek after a journal or magazine as opposed to a book or novel or literature. So yeah, I guess that's why other people read more magazines than books.
Very nice. Very nice. I like it. Like, you also started with, oh my gosh, so a good way to wake up the examiner, right? With that amazing intonation right from the start. I mean, this will definitely wake the examiner up using that.
Speaking of waking the examiner up, if you guys want a whole video and guide about just that thing, then get into Three Keys IELTS to get your podcast listener bonus, How to Wake Up the Examiner. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or allearsenglish.com/coach. All right.
Yes, I love it. And I about your answer there, I also liked how you offered your own preference, right? You talked about yourself. It's not just all theoretical, like why do some people? You said, oh, well, for in my perspective, this is what I do. I'd like to know why other people, you know, it offers two perspectives. I like that.
Yeah. So don't just say what you think the examiner wants to hear, right? Like you need to put yourself in every answer, especially part one. Okay, so one last question here. Lindsay, can you learn much from magazines?
Such a good question. That's often on my mind. And to be honest, I think you can. Because, you know, when it comes to learning and improving your life, you have to make it fit into what time you have, right? So for example, I find that I'm very primed for learning when I eat breakfast. For some reason, when I sit down at the breakfast table, I want to learn something. I want to consume something. And it's not as practical for me personally to open a book at that moment, right? It's going to be kind of a low commitment thing. I'm going to have music on in the background, chatting, and just getting up and down to grab my milk. So at breakfast, I can learn a lot from a magazine, like little tips and tricks. It's tidbits that you can learn from magazines more so than from novels or books or other things. You know, tips about health. Just the other day, I was reading about how avocados can stabilize your blood sugar in a health magazine. And I feel like I can remember that. It's a pointed example and I can make an immediate change to my diet to add more avocado. So you can definitely learn stuff from magazines. Absolutely.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Like our answers today are so fantastic. It could be part one, part three. They're fantastic answers. I love it. So a couple awesome things from Lindsay's answer just now. Notice that when she gave the specific example, right, it was about her sitting down to breakfast. I love the phrase, I'm very primed for learning at breakfast. I love it. And describing the amount of information, like small pieces of information are tidbits. Such a great word. Tidbits of information. Yes, I heard that too, actually, about avocados. I also have heard that about cinnamon, how it can stabilize your blood sugar. So yeah, interesting.
Yeah, see, these are interesting things. I love it.
You can learn from magazines and also IELTS energy.
Yeah, clearly we are on today. We are on.
Right?
I love it. Amazing. Love it. So good. This is great. Right.
Lindsay, thank you for providing such amazing sample answers today.
Well, thank you to you, Jessica, as well. And remember, guys, if you get a topic like this, this is what they call the low-hanging fruit, right? This one, you should be all over this kind of topic.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know, save the struggle for the harder questions, like, I don't know, process questions. There are tougher things on IELTS than this. So make sure you have lots of ideas bubbling up for easy questions like this.
Yeah, go to a bookstore this weekend, guys. Spend half an hour browsing the magazines, you know? That is not a big ask. It is not a big time investment, and it'll pay off on IELTS for sure.
Oh, 100%. And leave us a review if you liked today's episode. Let us know what you think. Let us know how we can improve the show because we want to make it better for you guys. So go leave a review, get into the contest. We're going to randomly select one person to get that specialized, customized study plan with Jessica. So cool.
Yes, for sure. And guys, you can also ask us an IELTS question in your review.
Yes.
Right? Like, I love that because Lindsay said, we read all of these, right? Maybe you will hear your name on a future show. We'll do a whole episode about it.
Yeah, it's true. On the All Ears English podcast, on the other side, we get tons of questions inside the reviews, but we don't get as many questions in the reviews for IELTS Energy. But guys, it's a good place to ask your question. So ask it. Let us know.
Totally. Yeah, fantastic. And remember, guys, find out what score you would get on IELTS if you took it tomorrow. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take that awesome little quiz and start preparing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love that. allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right. See you guys there. Cool.
Awesome. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. You too. Enjoy. Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.